AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Supreme Court heard arguments over President Trump's tariff policies, and there was some skepticism from the justices. Ed Donahue has a report.
The case involves the tariffs first announced in April on almost all U.S. trading partners, and the ones from February on imports from Canada, China, and Mexico. Solicitor General D. John Sauer justified it, saying President Trump declared separate national emergencies under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. Justice Sonia Sotomayor responded.
So Biden could have declared a national emergency and global warming and then gotten his student forgiveness?
Conservative majorities blocked President Biden's $500 billion student loan forgiveness plan and other of his administration's initiatives. Massachusetts Democrat Ed Markey in the Senate has a message for the Supreme Court.
Rein in President Trump's king-like power and stop him from turning Main Street into Pain Street.
I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump's in Miami to speak to business leaders and athletes on the anniversary of his re-election to a second term. Earlier, he addressed Republican senators on yesterday's election results, which saw Democrats win the governor's races in Virginia and New Jersey, and Democratic Socialist Zoran Mamdani elected mayor of New York City.
The shutdown was a big factor, negative for the Republicans, and that was a big factor. And they say that I wasn't on the ballot was the biggest factor.
A hearing today in the criminal case against former FBI Director James Comey. Eric Tucker was in the court for us.
The federal magistrate scolded prosecutors and ordered them to turn over a trove of materials. He said he was concerned that the Justice Department had taken a posture of indicting first and investigate later.
A couple of private economic updates cheered Wall Street to gains. ADP's monthly report showed private payrolls rose more than expected last month, while the services sector expanded. This is AP News. The first college football playoff rankings came out last night. Gethin Coolbaugh has a look.
Ohio State received top billing in the first college football playoff rankings of the season, followed by Indiana, Texas A&M, and Alabama. The top three head into the final 4 weeks of the regular season undefeated. Another team with no losses, BYU of the Big 12, was ranked seventh. At number five was Georgia, followed by Mississippi. This marks the first of 6 weekly rankings the committee will release this season, ending December 6th, when the final list will set the bracket for college football's 12-team playoff. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
And with the World Cup draw coming up in a month's time in Washington, D.C., FIFA has announced it's created a Peace Prize, which it plans to award at that time. It'll recognize exceptional actions to end conflicts and promote unity. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/TripPlanner.